I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about if you are in an interracial relationship, how could you not support Black Lives Matter? I mean, that just, it boggles my mind at the possibility that there could be a black and white couple that and the white partner, for whatever reason, does not support Black Lives Matter. Because what they're saying to their black partner is, I don't value your life beyond what I can get from it for my pleasure or for my own self-serving needs. So if you haven't heard it, get on over to Podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. And I want to take a moment to shout out Black Lives Matter. Let me say it again. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Wish I could put it to song. Maybe I will. Anyway, the only thing this organization has ever said is our life matters. That's it. It matters. And the fact that that is, you know, that it's so divisive is disturbing. It's disturbing. And I know white men and women that they won't even say Black Lives Matter. I've asked certain of them directly, well, how do you feel about Black Lives Matter? Well, you know, that it's anytime you start a response with, well, it ain't going to end well. So I challenge you, you black, black people, you got white friends, you have Latino friends, you have Asian friends, you ask them, hey, what are your feelings on Black Lives Matter? And if they say anything except I am all for the protection of black life, they're not your friend. You need to stop messing with them. And I mean that. And forget this all lives bull. If they can't get behind the protection of your life, I don't even want you in my life. All right, so let's continue. So, weaintscared.com. This was as a result of a tour, a 10-city tour we went on. It started in 2016 to help raise water filters for the residents of Flint, Michigan. It was a humanitarian effort, so we're very proud of that. And we're looking to pick that back up in 2018 at some point. But Flint, we have not forgotten about you, and we never will, right? Every little bit helps, and it takes a community. And weaintscaredrecords.com, war. Let me say that again, war. We Ain't Scared Records. We have a mixtape coming out 2018. It's a compilation, and it will include artists from across the country. We have about 5 or 6 states involved, very, very talented individuals. So look for that next year. We're still working out the details, Q1, Q2, but understand that it is war. We are declaring war on the industry, right? On the music industry. We got some heaters, and we're coming in to kick some butt. So stay tuned for that. So let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. As I take a deep breath, I have this written on my phone and then some notes here. What's interesting about this podcast is, you know, I'm pretty active on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So I sort of drop little thoughts here and there, just, you know, questions, because, I mean, that's what social media is for, to be social. And this particular topic stirred quite a few conversations online and offline. And but let me just tell you the title. The title is, if all the women that have claimed sexual assault are not outraged at female teachers that rape male students, should we care? Again, if all the women that have claimed sexual assault are not outraged at female teachers that rape male students, should we even care about their claims of sexual assault? Now, I'm going to respond to that at the top and say no, right? And then I'm going to tell you why, okay? And some people will hear that and they're like, well, how could you say that? It's so insensitive and it's mean-spirited. No. Understand. You know, I always use the baby and the puppy analogy. People, they really, that for whatever reason, it gets them. You know, if they see a puppy being abused, right? Then they're, oh, that's terrible. And then they see a baby being abused and they, oh, well, you know what? It's just a baby. So what? No. You wouldn't say that. Whether it was a baby or a puppy, you would be outraged. Leave those defenseless. That would be the word that people would use. Leave those defenseless things, people, animals alone. They cannot protect themselves. They're defenseless. And nobody would have a problem with that. Everybody would be yes. It would be across the board. Babies and puppies across the board. Doesn't matter where you're from on the planet Earth. They get the same, oh, it's so cute. And look at little baby. The puppy. And I'm doing that for dramatic effect because the same thing that the response factor to the women that are claiming sexual assault. Oh, these men are terrible. They're beasts. They're taking advantage of these poor, defenseless women. But nobody says in the inverse of that, when it's a teacher, an authoritative figure over young teenage boys, okay? Nobody's saying when these teachers rape these minors, these children, it's child molestation. Child molestation. It's pedophilia. They're minors. They're children. They're not adults. And there is no, oh my goodness, somebody needs to protect these young boys, these defenseless young boys from these women, these predators that are preying on them and using their position, right? They're using their authoritative position to take advantage of these young, impressionable minds, these young men. Now, and trust me, if these were male teachers, okay, doing the same thing to young girls, you would not hear the end of it. It would be women's rights organizations, the feminists. They would be marching on Washington right the F now. And they would be demanding that only female teachers should be allowed in a classroom based upon the rash or the surge or increase in male teachers raping young teenage girls. The hashtag MeToo group or organization that is totally ignoring Terry Crews, as far as I'm concerned, right? Now, I was online and, you know, had heard, well, no, it's a mixed bag of men and women within the Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement. But I haven't heard not one press conference. I ain't seen not one news article, not one social media. As a matter of fact, social media has now crossed over that if you want to know what the pulse of the American public is, you go to social media. You don't go to ABC or NBC or CBS or CNN or MSNBC. You don't even go there anymore. You go online because that's where you get the real thoughts and feelings, positive or negative, pro or con, whatever you want to call it, you go online now. Because that is where the unfiltered, unadulterated truth is floating around about anything. And I am telling you, I have not heard a peep of condemnation from hashtag MeToo about these females that are abusing their power. And that's exactly what it is. It is abuse of power. The same way, the same thing they accuse men of doing, as soon as the women get the same access to the same power, what do they do with it? They abuse it. And they use it for what? Their own sexual pleasure. Now that's another podcast. Just so you know, that I'm working on. But let me just jump into my notes. It's like, you're not in your notes yet? No, I'm not in my notes yet, but I'm getting ready to. So, and I'll just read it just as it is. Okay, so this is another podcast that has stirred a lot of preliminary discussion on social media. Okay, interesting how people have assumed so much without any real information to support their position. It's all based on in emotion and supposition. All right, this whole conversation, and like in a court of law and not in the court of public opinion, because sometimes we get those two confused. People will say, well, no, they shouldn't do this or this shouldn't happen. But that's the court of public opinion. And it's not what you think. It's what you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt or based on the preponderance of the evidence. So my point in saying all of that is we can go back and forth and we can debate if they're guilty, if they're not guilty, if they should be, you know, thrown in jail, under the jail. But these women that were arrested, the preliminary information is or has concluded that they were having sex with their teenage students, which is terrible. Some of them for grades, others was just for the sheer pleasure. All right. Now, since we're talking about, you know, the topic, if women that are outraged by sexual abuse are not outraged at the female teachers that rape their male students, the truth is you cannot have it both ways. I mean, that's a quick summary. You can't have it both ways. It's the crime of sexual assault, and it's terrible. It's horrible, and it should never happen. It's unacceptable. And judging, again, by the lack of response from the Me Too people, or really any women's rights organizations, what they're really saying is it's okay. Even though you're saying it without saying it, you're saying it's okay for women to rape people, and it's not okay for, you know, for men to do it. So it's the do as I say and not as I do, right? That's the good old boy network or the good old boys. You know, that's what they get accused of acting like. And that's what women hate so much. So how can you contribute in your silence to the very thing that causes you to speak out so angrily against? Think about that. It's a double standard, and it's a dangerous double standard. Let me just continue. Now, I've heard people say things like the young boys wanted to bang that teacher, which is not a real excuse. It only lends itself to absolve the adult that is in charge of any real responsibility. And I think there is a sort of subtle undercurrent of perverted, you know, young teenage boys, hormones, teachers, hot teachers. And, you know, no, it's still a crime. And it's the teacher's responsibility to keep their hands off of children. Now, the reason this topic has to be addressed is if women want me to take their claims of sexual assault seriously, there has to be equal treatment or equal amount of outrage. Because if you're not going to come screaming at for my defense when I'm being assaulted or attacked, what is my motivation to come to your defense? Again, babies and puppies. I'm going to go back to that. It is no, the energy to protect a baby and a puppy is the same. And so it should be between a teenage boy or a teenage girl that's being raped. The energy of outrage should be the same. No question. Now, the other part of this that has to be addressed are the victims. The same way that women claim their lives are irrevocably changed, so are the lives of these young men. These teenage boys will undoubtedly develop feelings for these female teachers, which in fact, the teachers only need the students for their penis. This could send the message that the boys, or all the boys, or all boys are good for, it is just their penis. And then it turns them into potential sexual predators of women out of hate and resentment of the fact that the teacher or what that teacher has done to them. It's all connected, but it's funny, right? Meaning how boys don't get extended the same emotional courtesy that girls do. Like somehow we are void of emotions, right? We both have tear ducts. We both can feel pain. So without realizing it, women are contributing to the creation of the type of men that they claim hurt or rape them. You're creating that. I know, that's not an easy pill to swallow. But what other conclusion can you draw? And the boys will also have to live with the stigma of they were the ones that slept with that particular teacher. Because the boys are still going to be in school. The teacher may get fired and leave, but that teenage boy, after this goes public and it's on the news, they still have to go to school. They still run the risk of being ostracized, teased, bullied. And it'll stay with them for the rest of their lives. That is a long-term emotional and mental psychological trauma. Now, some will hear that and they may be thinking about a double standard that boys should be happy to get any kind of sex. And again, that is the most dangerous, horrible conclusion. Horrible. Now, the other danger is, what if that boy develops that mentality after being, after being raped, that he could carry that mentality into adulthood through college? All right, he sees a professor, he feels like, hey, I slept with my teacher, even though, you know, it didn't work out because it was illegal. Well, maybe my college professor, I can push up on her and sleep with her, and then that'll help me get the grades that I hope for. Or even throughout his professional career, he's at work and he sees this attractive manager. And he works under her, and he figures, well, maybe I'll push up on her, and that'll help me get a promotion or help secure my position in the company, or, you know, my career. You know, that if I sleep or bed them, that it's somehow going to work to my advantage somehow. I mean, anything is plausible, right? And I hope the women that claim to be progressive and forward-thinking will step outside of themselves for just a minute and create a hashtag MeToo for boys and men, because they need the same kind of support. I mentioned Terry Crews. Terry Crews came out, acknowledged that he was assaulted at a party in Hollywood, and really he's just out in the wind. Nobody has really come to his aid to support. And hey, man, it's all about the females. And again, you can't have it both ways, babies and puppies. Now, my other issue with the silent hashtag MeToo is, other than spotlighting men that they have that have allegedly raped them, what is the goal? Right? I know it's Me Too, but what is the actual overarching goal? And a lot of these women waited 10, 15, 20 years, and I did a podcast on this before, and it's disconcerting because I feel like if it was so traumatic, either you put your career ahead of your safety or your safety ahead of your career. And it's obvious to me that you didn't put your career, your safety ahead of your career because you waited 10, 15, 20 years. All right. I did a podcast about that. Go listen. Okay. I mean, and so I'm going to attempt to answer the question. What is the goal? Is it awareness? Okay. Well, okay, fine. It's awareness, but it's awareness after the fact. Or will they work with women to encourage them to speak out right away and not wait again 10, 15, 20 plus years before they speak out? Because in my opinion, that leaves some room for doubt as to the validity, the seriousness, of the alleged, right? We have to say alleged because nothing's been proven, the alleged nature of the claim. One of my other thoughts about this whole topic is women with power, and I've said this before, and I need to reiterate this, they do the exact same thing that men with power do. They do the exact same thing. Because it's about having the power, which gives you control, right? They abuse it because that is what power does to people. It makes them think that they are invincible or untouchable, right? And that nobody's going to be able to make them answer for anything. That's what power does. That's why you have to always be so careful. So, I don't like to overtalk a topic, believe it or not, right? No, A1, you don't like to overtalk? No, I really don't. And I think you get the general idea, okay? So it's time to bring balance and show just as much outrage for the innocent young teenage boys as the girls, right? As a matter of fact, in my opinion, it's worse because the women that were assaulted in Hollywood, they were adults. Not that that excuses it. They were adults. They were grown. These teenage boys, they're teenagers, they're minors, 16, 17. They're children, okay? That's worse. Their inability to process the act of sex, okay, with the benefit of having an adult intellect, raises the bar on the heinousness of the crime. And yes, it's a crime. Those women need to do serious time, no less than 15 to 20 years. No less. Throw the book at them. Pun not intended. Throw the book at them. Well, as usual, I'm certain you have your own thoughts on the topic. And please feel free to comment wherever you see the podcast posted. That's the whole point. We want to make sure that the dialogue continues. Because this is very important. It's very serious, and it's something that appears to be on the rise, or at least becoming more visible, okay? And one of my final thoughts is, have we secretly internalized that sexual assault against a man is not the same kind of violence as it is when it happens to a woman? And I dare suspect, just based on the lack of the outrage, that's the case. And again, just reiterating, it's dangerous, right? And we have to be careful, okay? Because you don't want to create a society where one person feels like, or one group of people feels like their cries for help or their assault is taken less seriously than another. All right, well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.